An increasing number of doctors are alarmed about a tiny parasitic worm infecting people in Australia's north. It's treatable with tablets or an injection, but if left untreated, it makes people sick for decades. It's been an ongoing problem in remote Aboriginal communities, but now medical authorities say the so-called grey nomads travelling into remote areas also face an increased risk of infection. Katrina Bolton reports from Darwin.
Strongyloides is a parasite that crawls through unbroken skin. The evidence available suggests more than a third of people in some remote territory communities have it. It makes people sick, and if they're given the wrong drugs, it can be fatal.
It's a very tiny worm. It's only 2 millimetres, 2.5 millimetres long. It's microscopic. It looks like a little snake, in actual fact.
Tropical medicine professor Rick Spear from James Cook University says unlike other parasites, Strongyloides lives and breeds in the body indefinitely.
If a person gets infected with Strongyloides and they're not treated effectively, they can essentially have it for the rest of their life.
Dr. Wendy Page has been trying to get Strongyloides dealt with for years. She works at the MeWatch Health Clinic at Nhulunbuy, which is one of the few organisations that's been actively trying to find out how many people are infected.
It's probably around about at least the 40% in a number of communities.
The larvae travel in faeces, and if sanitation is bad, they can live in damp places like grass. West Australian pathologist Miles Beeman has seen grey nomads who've caught it in their territory travels.
Because the doctors they have initially consulted aren't familiar with acute strongyloidiasis, the diagnosis has often taken many months to be made. Some of these patients have actually even seen gastrointestinal specialists and still the diagnosis hasn't been made.
He says symptoms can be anything from abdominal pain to respiratory problems to septicemia, that it's easy to misdiagnose and that most tourists don't even know about it.
It can actually penetrate intact skin. So just walking barefoot, say, on the lawn at a caravan park is all you would need to get strongyloidiasis.
There's no mention of Strongyloides on the Territory Health Department's website. It's not routinely tested for, and the manual given to doctors says to treat when people show symptoms. The Health Department's Dr. Peter Markey says tests for Strongyloides are not reliable, and other diseases have a greater claim on the health dollar.
There are, you know, other more important priorities. There's diabetes, there's heart disease, there's rheumatic heart disease, which kills people.
Territory health authorities have applied for federal funding for a trial that would see people at one of Elko Island's communities mass screened and treated. The results would take 2 years. But island residents like Joan Makutamaranji says in the meantime, there needs to be more public education.
Little bit of knowledge, but we would like more education and help promotion on that one, on the parasite.
Tropical medicine professor Rick Spear goes further. He wants Strongyloides to be a notifiable disease that's checked for when people have routine blood tests. And he says with the right effort, Strongyloides could be wiped out.
Katrina Bolton with that report.